Did you know that a person's reputation can either invite or ward off temptation? It's true. The way you live your life can really increase or decrease the number of temptations you face. A young man who had, for the most part, kept a good reputation was arrested on the charge of being connected with a robbery. The trial showed the fact that he had been a tool in the hands of others, and that his part in the matter had been that of showing the men the places where they were likely to get the largest returns. At first, the judge was inclined to believe the young man's statement that he had never before stepped off the path of integrity. However, his suspicions were aroused by the fact that the boy had been singled out from among all his peers and approached with a proposal that he take part in the robbery. The judge made an interesting observation. A young man who received such a proposal had done something to invite it. Subsequent developments proved that he was right. Those planning the robbery would never have dared ask the boy for assistance if they had not believed that he was for sale. While it's true that all people will face temptation, it's not a good sign when evildoers feel free to ask us to join them in their deeds. In fact, God lists a good reputation as a necessary trait for a church leader so that they won't easily be tempted. 1 Timothy chapter 3. And he must have a good reputation with those outside the church so that he will not fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Living a life that is honoring and pleasing to God has many immediate and long-range benefits, and one of them is serving as a temptation repellent.